Tonight we bring you another full-hour performance from the magnificent new Kraft Music Hall, designed for your pleasure and dedicated to your entertainment by the Kraft Phoenix Cheese Corporation. The house is packed and the audience is eagerly awaiting the first curtain. The talent tonight promises a great show and introduces to our audience a new personality, Miss Lee Wiley. The stage is set, the cast are in the wings, and the curtain's about to rise.
Curtain going up, curtain going up.
The orchestra's tuning, the house lights are fading, and now the orchestra rises on the elevator and comes into full view as Paul Whiteman enters from the wings. He taps his baton to begin the overture with spotlight on Roy Bargy and Ramona at the grand piano.
One, the people come to my music hall because candy. The people come to see and entertain. Eight, a big act gathered from Harlem to Broadway. Everything from the Cotton Club to the Metropolitan Opera House. And as T.T. Barnum used to say, nothing to offend the children. Our show tonight is made up of a miracle quick tomorrow. Here he is, the little Napoleon of Scotland class, the dean of good music in Baghdad. Or is it Baghdad? Anyway, it's Dean Taylor, and our fate is in his hands.
That's all right, Paul. I can take a joke, and so will you before the evening's over. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our next feature is the motion picture We're Not Dressing, with Paul Whiteman's orchestra playing the outstanding numbers from the score. We commence with Good Night, Lovely Lady by the orchestra.
On Buddy Hauser, who sings May I.
May I be the only one who say I really fell in love the day I first set eyes on you. May I, with your very kind permission, tell you that my one ambition is to share a love affair with you. Need I wait, or do give me a chance? Please tell me my face. What is your answer? May I hold you to my heart and pray I will be there beside you when they groom and bride you? May I hear you say I do?
Bob Lawrence plays the fine his violin to sing Once in a Blue Moon.
Once in a blue moon, someone like you happens along out of a clear sky. Here are you, here am I. Once in a blue moon, life will become a beautiful song. So we were worlds apart, here we stand, heart to heart. Oh, that used to be strange souls, now are sharing a dream so divine. Live, that used to be strange souls, are declaring I love you, oh, will you be mine? Hey, you'll be mine. Once in a blue moon, someone like you happens along, a blessing from heaven above. Here am I, here are you.
Now Ramona at her piano in Love Thy Neighbor.
Love thy neighbor, walk up and say how be you. But I'm glad to see a pal. How strict want you? Call thy neighbor, offer to share his burden. Tell him to say the word, and you will see him through. Especially if there should be a handsome man next door. Say to that man next door, don't think I'm bold, but my mother told me to love thy neighbor, and you will find your labor a great deal easier. Life will be breezier if you love thy neighbor.
The orchestra swings back to Good Night, Lovely Lady, with Jack Fulton singing the refrain.
Good night, lovely little lady. I must say adieu to you and your loveliness. Good night, lovely little lady, how it makes me grieve to leave charms you possess. For when you are gone, my dear, how lonely it seems. But we'll meet again, my dear, on a pillow of love, neath a blanket of dreams. Oh, farewell, lovely little lady. Let us kiss again and then.
Spotlight moves downstage, revealing Mr. Claney and Mr. Emerson.
As you well know, we're in the midst of Salad Week. Salads are being served on every table, everywhere.
Delicious, fresh fruits and vegetables.
Combined with the now-famous Miracle Whip salad dressing created by Kraft, makers of Kraft Kitchen Fresh Mayonnaise and Kraft French Dressing.
That's real food. Housewives, cooks, critical judges of fine foods are concentrating on fresh fruit and vegetable salads everywhere, using Miracle Whip for the dressing.
Miracle Whip. Created by Kraft, the combination of the finest ingredients of both mayonnaise and real old-fashioned boiled dressing.
Golden oil, choice egg, mellow vinegar, spices, and other time-honored ingredients.
Whipped to a delicious new smoothness. That's Miracle Whip. Order a jar tomorrow morning.
In our first stage presentation on tonight's bill, we're going to take all of you backstage at the Idle Hour nightclub in Harlem. The set shows two rather dingy dressing rooms with a hallway between them. The one on the right belongs to Ginny, the star of the club's floor show. On the left is the dressing room of Ollie, another of the performers. The sketch we're presenting will serve as a vehicle for our newest guest star, Lee Wiley. Miss Wiley will play the role of Ginny Lou, the star of the nightclub, and will sing one of the songs that she has made famous. And now the curtain rises on Ginny Lou's dressing room, backstage at the Idle Hour. Her friend Marcella is knocking on Ginny's door.
Can I come in, Ginny Lou?
Sure.
I mean, that band can sure knock out some red hot numbers. What do you say, Ginny Lou?
I say that if I hear one more tune out of a bunch of rattle-tap musicians, I'll scream.
Well, will you listen to this? Getting kind of
choosy
back to music since you've been the star of Idle Hour nightclub.
I ain't choosy, and all that ain't music.
Huh. It's been good enough music to make you the talk of Harlem.
Oh, what does I care about being the talk of Harlem?
Well, why don't you go on back to Virginia and give another gal a break?
I would, if it wasn't for Hot Stuff.
Ah, that man Hot Stuff. He's anybody's man.
That's enough of that kind of talk. You're just jealous.
No, I'm not. You'll find out.
Close the door when you goes out.
Excuse me.
Cousin.
15 minutes. Get ready for dinner, lose number.
Yes?
Come and see you, Dinner.
Who is it?
Ain't nobody but old Flick the Gambler you see storming in, baby.
Well, Flick the Gambler. It's nice of you to stroll in here to see me. But I'm not interested in your gambling ways, and so would you mind strolling out the same way you strolled in?
Oh, no, honey, I just got to see. I got some special talk for you.
Looks like you got special talk for any girl that'll listen.
Most men is like that, baby.
Meaning what, man?
Meaning that your boyfriend Hot Stuff does some tall talking to the gals, too.
Get out before I put you out.
I don't scare that easy, baby. I'm going to take you away from Hot Stuff.
Says you.
Says me. And that fan dancing gal with the big eyes says so, too.
Fandom.
Yeah, that's the one. While you're figuring on crowning me because of that no good man of yours, she's right across the hall in her dressing room. And he ain't over there talking about you neither.
That's a lie.
Why don't you go see?
I will. I'll figure my phone on.
Who's that?
Me. Let me in.
Ginny Lou, well, I thought you were still on stage.
Well, I guess you did. A lot of stuff. This looks like the end for us.
Get out of my dressing room, Jenny.
I'll go, Ollie, but I'll have my say first.
Now, Judy, don't start nothing with Ollie.
You started yourself. I'm going to finish it. Get out of here.
No, no. No, Jenny, don't you throw that.
Ah! Grandma!
You go and say it, Jenny.
Let me go, hot stuff.
What's all the matter down here? Where from stay?
Oh, it's Jenny Lou. She come in this lady's dressing room acting like she's crazy.
Hot stuff. What do you mean talking about me like that?
Well, you might have killed one of us breaking up things down here.
You're the one did the breaking up. How come you talk to your Jenny Lou like this?
Now listen, Jenny Lou. You better get out of this lady's dressing room. Did you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Way down in the bottom of my heart, I hear you. Standing here talking up for another woman.
You ain't had no business coming in here in the first place.
I thought I did. I thought I had business wherever you was at. But when I see that woman in your arms, and when I hear you protecting her against me, then I know it's different.
Mm. You must have thought you owned me.
I did think I owned you, because I loved you. I was yours, and I thought you was mine.
Oh, shut up. This ain't no place for all that soft talking.
I see it ain't. This ain't no place for nothing, Deep. And that's why I'm quitting it. You can have your 2-10-10 nightclub, your 2-timing huggers, and your bright lights and fancy dances. This ain't no place for me no more.
Now, wait a minute, Jenny Lou. Don't get your stuff all worked up like this. It's time for the show to go on.
And it's going on without me.
Now, look here, Jenny. You got a contract.
Yeah, I got a contract. And I got a heart full of misery, too. And that ain't in the contract.
You can't walk out on me like this.
Why can't I?
Why can't you? Why can't you? You're not giving all them fancy pictures what you're wearing. All them pretty rings and bracelets. All that jewelry and all them swell clothes. You is owing me something, sister. You can't do this for me.
Now that you've had your say, Mr. Big Time, you listen to me. I'm giving you back all your bracelets and jewelry and fancy clothes. I don't want them. Do you hear me? I don't want them. There. Keep them. You paid for them, but you can't pay for me. I'm going back to my dressing room to pack up for good because I'm through.
Now look what you've done, hot stuff. There goes the star of your show.
Oh, I can fix that. She's just mad now, but she'll get over it. She's an okay lady, and old hot stuff will make her stay.
Make her stay for what? Let her go.
Let her go. What are you talking about, Ollie? I hope you don't think you can take her place.
Maybe I can.
Well, I'm going over and make her stay. You all stay right here. Jenny Lou, it's me. Open this door.
Come in.
Yeah. What's the idea of making ready to move off?
I told you I was.
And what you doing with that old dress on?
This is a dress what I come to town in. And I come from Virginia, and I was wearing it back home.
And now listen, Jenny, you can't do this.
Here's the keys, hot stuff. You'll find all them fine stage dresses and things of mine in there, and your new flame can move right in.
You can't quit. You've got to wait till the show's over. Your act goes on next. You going on showing up, ain't you?
Yes, I'm going on. I'm going on and on until I get back to Virginia. Back to where folks is folks, and where they mean what they say. And where they keep the promise.
Oh, forget it, Jenny. Forget it. Go on and sing just for tonight. You'll feel better tomorrow.
You bet I'll feel better tomorrow. I'll be back home. Yes, Mr. Big Time. I'll sing for you tonight. I goes out of this place singing the same as when I come in. Strike up the band, Mr. Leader. Jimmy Lou is going to sing her farewell song. Open the door, Virginia. I'm coming. I'm on my way. Good Lord, will I ever get to heaven? Good Lord, will I ever get to heaven? Heaven, heaven, that's the place I long to be. Dear old there, that's heaven. Stop the traffic, doo-doo. Hold it right on that line. Don't want nothing come but quickly. And that old home of mine. I'm so sad and so lonely. And I'm longing to be where a light is always burning in a window for me. I'm coming, Virginia. I'm coming to stay. Don't hold it against me for running away. I've tried to forget you. And find I'm all wrong. Need your bright southern moon once
Christmas soon, a dear old memory too, and if I gave you, I'll ever more roam. I'm coming for Virginia, crying you for me. I'm coming, Virginia. I'm coming to stay. Don't hold it against me for running away. I tried to forget you and found I'm wrong. Need your bright southern moon once more I croon. A dear old mammy too, and if I can't win, I'll evermore roam. Well, I'm coming, Virginia, my Dixieland. I'm coming back, my Dixieland.
Wally is before the curtain, acknowledging the applause of the audience. We're going to sing an encore.
Good night, a thousand good nights. Here we have waited till moonbeams have faded and gone. Good night, a thousand good nights. I'll miss the love light I knew from the twilight till dawn. That one little moment meant hours of bliss. Forgetting what no man meant dying like this. Good night was like heaven. Hold me and kiss me and tell me a thousand good nights. Good night, a thousand good nights. Here we have waited till moonbeams have faded and gone. Good night, a thousand good nights. I miss the love light I knew from the twilight till dawn. That one little moment meant hours of bliss. Forgetting what no man meant dying like this. Tonight was like heaven. Hold me and kiss me and tell me a thousand good nights.
Four important people take the stage. This is what they have to say.
Miracle Whip is a new, delicious salad dressing that has the just right flavor all its own.
It certainly was just right in my home. My husband and my children said it was the best salad dressing they ever had.
Miracle Whip is made exclusively by Kraft, by combining the finest ingredients of both mayonnaise and old-fashioned boiled dressing.
Well, in our family, we like mayonnaise and we like boiled dressing, too. So it surely is Miracle Whip for this family from now on. We think it's great.
Millions of women prefer Miracle Whip, yet it costs less.
Hello? Hello? Is this Mr. Brown? Oh, Mr. Brown, will you send me a jar of Miracle Whip right away? Yes, Miracle Whip. I had some yesterday for luncheon. It actually costs less, doesn't it? Thank you. Now, that's a necessity that I can really save money on.
Yes, so it goes. Miracle Whip, created by Kraft, makers of Kraft Kitchen Pressed Mayonnaise and Kraft French Dressing, is the latest food sensation everywhere. Order a jar of Miracle Whip tomorrow morning. Try this smooth, creamy Kraft combination first chance you get. Just say to your grocer, a jar of Miracle Whip, please.
A lot of people who go to Grand Opera don't really go to hear the whole opera at all. I've known many of them to sit through almost an entire act for the sake of hearing a single famous aria or watching some particular big scene. Now, in planning these Thursday evenings at his music hall, Mr. Whiteman decided to give you some Grand Opera, as well as other things, but with this difference, that he's going to give you the big scene direct, without making you sit through all that leads up to it. And as a further, rather startling innovation, he's going to give it to you in English, so that you can actually tell what it's all about without having to do a lot of homework on the libretto. The first of these operatic presentations, and if you like it, it won't be the last, is a scene from Puccini's famous opera, Madame Butterfly, the libretto of which is John Luther Long's pathetic story of a little Japanese girl who loved, too well, an American naval officer. In our presentation tonight, the role of Cho-Cho Sam, Madame Butterfly, will be sung by Helen Jepson, with John Dunbar as Lieutenant Pinkerton. The scene we are to hear takes place near the close of the first act. Earlier, we have seen Goro, the marriage broker, come to tell Pinkerton of the charming Japanese girl that he has found for him. We have seen Cho-Cho-San enter to greet her new lord and master, surrounded by her bridesmaids. We have seen the wedding, interrupted by Cho-Cho-San's uncle, who curses his niece for having forsaken her family to marry a foreigner. And now the curtain rises on a stage setting, showing the garden just outside Pinkerton's house. The guests and relatives have all gone. Night is coming on. The lights twinkle in the distant harbor, and the rising moon slowly floods the garden with pale light as the two lovers stand alone together for the first time.
My lovely Cho-Cho-San, you're not afraid of me, are you?
No. The first time I saw you, I was afraid of you. The girl spoke so highly of Mr. Pinkerton, the handsome lieutenant.
From now on, you have nothing to fear, my beautiful, my daughter, man.
Now that we are married, will you love me always? Will you?
Always, little flower. I shall never let you go, never. Now do you believe me?
Yes, I believe. I believe only you.
And I love only you.
May I tell you a secret?
Of course, my love. What is it?
When I was a little girl, I used to think if anyone should want me, I would.
Why do you stop?
I used to think if anyone should want me, I might marry for a time. And then a girl told me that you wanted to marry me.
Yes, I suppose so.
But I must tell you truthfully, a sense, all you said to me was useless. Why, you were an American, a foreigner, stranger.
Oh,
forgive me. You did nothing
wrong. My little sweetheart. And now, won't you tell me? Indeed, I
thank you. can you tell me why that you may not escape? See, I have caught you, I hold you as you flutter, be mine.
Music Hall closed as we lower the screen for a presentation of Taylor's Newsreel, striking close-ups of the news of the world, brought to you by Dean Taylor, the talkative reporter. Others collect the news. He makes it.
Hologrounds, New York, Monday, April 16th, before a crowd estimated at 150,000 persons, all of whom stayed home and turned on the radio, the New York Giants and the Philadelphia Phillies refrained from playing the opening game of the 1934 National League baseball season. A view of the polo ground just before the game was not played. In this connection, it is interesting to learn that 50,000 Middle Western farmers have petitioned Congress to compel all baseball leagues to begin their seasons with the second game, transferring the opening games to July, when the crops need the rain. Paris, France. Dame fashion decrees new styles for men. Some new models from the atelier of Monsieur Paul Saligaud, the famous French couturier. This one,
is designed for informal occasions, such as cleaning out the furnace, but may also be worn for poker games at which ladies are not present. Note the new fringe effect on the trousers, which are worn long and caught up at the left with a safety pin. The sweater, or pullover, shows the new moth hole design, which is very popular this year. The galluses, or braces, are of pansy-colored charmeuse with dull brass buckles. The derby is antique black. Hats, by the way, are being worn well back off the forehead this year, particularly when riding an elevator or lift. Derby hats which cover the ears are not correct. These fetching radium-tipped shoes are designed especially for wear at the opera. They may be removed during the performance, and owing to their high visibility, can be recovered afterwards without embarrassing delays. Here is another new model from the Atelier Saligo, designed for golf players, known as the Whiteman Special. It contains a secret pocket for duplicate scorecards, equipped with an automatic subtraction device, which prevents the card from registering higher than 72. A feature of this ensemble is its convertibility. If Milord desires a fetching bathing costume, he has only to remove the coat, vest, and trousers. And there he is. Galesburg, Illinois. The world's fastest railroad train, known as the Blue Zipper, had its test run today over the tracks of the PU and NK Railroad, attaining a speed of a great many miles an hour. This new triumph of science is the result of 2 years of study during which engineers strove to solve the problem of wind resistance. The problem was finally solved by eliminating the cars. Experiments are now in progress looking to the elimination of the engine as well. An enormous crowd gathers beside the tracks to see the test run. Here she comes. There she goes. Nestling like a jewel in the broad bosom of the Pacific lies the quiet island of Oompa, a sea-bound paradise far out of the beaten paths of tourist travel, untainted by the vices of our modern civilization. Taking a large steamer from Shanghai, we change to a smaller one at Honolulu, to a still smaller one at Sydney, and thence in a very much smaller one, we steam south until we enter the peaceful harbor of Oompa. We go ashore in native boats or caravans. Arriving on shore, we make our way by mule caravan over the mighty hills that fringe the coast of Oompa. At last, we reach the island's only town, a sleepy village nestling lazily in the shelter of the giant palm tree. One of the native village bells offers us a bowl of the native beverage, mishmash, which is made of the pounded rind of knick-knack nuts. The villagers perform one of their quaint tribal dances. We push on and pitch our camp in the jungle. And there, under a tropic moon, we fall asleep, lulled by the silence of the primeval forest. Ginsburg Park, California. Here we are, everybody, at the Glue Factory Sweepstakes, the most sensational steeplechase event of the racing year. A view of the grandstand. A close-up of Applesauce, the favorite, with Jackie Hennessy up. At the starting post, they're off. The water jump. Dead Man's Curve, the highest and most dangerous jump on the course. Here they come. Uh-oh, number one is down. Number two is down. Number three. Number four. They're all down. No, they're not. Number four gets up. It's Applesauce, the favorite. Hennessy, the jockey, is up. He starts to run. He springs upon the horse's back. No, he doesn't. The horse springs upon his back. They're off again. Tennessee running smoothly. Urged on by his plucky horse. They come up to the home stretch. They're under the wire. Tennessee wins!
We have another nightclub number on tonight's program. This time, however, you're not backstage, but at the show itself. On the stage of the music hall is the Cotton Club Choir. This is a colored chorus under the direction of Juan O. Fernandez that sings nightly at one of Harlem's most famous cabarets, the Cotton Club. They're going to sing a new song hit by Chandler and Arlen called Ill Wind, and they're going to sing it exactly as they sing it at the Cotton Club. The stage is set to show a vast expanse of land that has been laid waste by floods and hurricanes. In the middle distance, a few tumble-down shacks and a few trees stripped of their leaves. In the foreground, a huddled group of terrified people, bewildered by the ill wind that has blown them so little good and so much misery. Here goes the curtain now.
Neighborhood, or the ill winds are blowing, and it means it's no good. We need sunshine, but there ain't no sunshine. It's just a doggone thing. The weather's mean, and the crops is mean. There's too much wind and too much rain. The chimneys are falling, the chillers are falling, the dogs are all howling and barking and growling. The hens are cackling, the wind gets higher. Done blowed out the window panes and put out the fire. The sheds in the barn is just wind of the wood. Ill winds riding high, and it's blowing us no good.
Oh, ill winds blowing, let me rest today. You're calling me no good. Oh,
handsome Mr. Howard Claney now steps before the curtain.
Thousands of women, millions, yes, millions of women, are now using Miracle Whip salad dressing. And just a short time ago, Miracle Whip, created by Kraft, was introduced to housewives, cooks, hungry husbands, all critical judges of fine food. What an enthusiastic reception it has had. Everywhere they say they prefer Miracle Whip to mayonnaise, yet it costs less. Think of that. It actually costs less. Kraft, makers of Kraft Kitchen Fresh Mayonnaise and Kraft French Dressing, created Miracle Whip by combining the finest ingredients of mayonnaise and real old-fashioned boiled dressing, and then whipping them to a creamy deliciousness. Order a jar of Miracle Whip the first thing tomorrow morning, and see for yourself that it is truly a triumph in the art of making fine food.
The Parade of the Marches. Tonight, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra play a musical history of the march, the most popular of all forms of music, as it has appeared in all ages and in all guises. From ancient Greece, the marching song of the Spartan warriors, as it was sung by Leonidas and his men on their way to the pass at Thermopylae. Trumpet calls of the Roman legion, the most dreaded of all sounds to the barbarian hordes of the ancient world. Now the scene shifts to modern times, and marches from all the divisions of music file before you. First comes the operatic division, advancing to marches from the Prophet, Faust, Carmen, and Aida. Touch the stage.
Acrobats and bareback riders, the circus division. Symphonic Division, marching to the third movement of Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony. From the Far East with marches from Persia, India, and the Caucasus. The musical comedy division. Strike up the band and I love a parade. Division of the Immortals, marching to the music of our own never forgotten John Philip Sousa. Thank you. Before the house lights come up, I'm going to ask the people who entertained you tonight to step before the curtain. Here they are. Ramona.
Love thy neighbor, offer to share his burden. Tell him to say the word, and you will see him through.
Bob Lawrence.
Good night, a thousand good nights.
Jack Fulton.
Good night, a thousand good nights. I'll miss the love light I knew from the twilight.
Lee Wiley.
That one little moment meant hours of bliss. Forgetting what no man meant dying like this.
The ensemble.
I just want to say that next week we have another great show introducing one of the world's greatest showmen. Nikita Baliev, who brings his famous Russian troupe, Chov Seri, to America. This time to appear exclusively here at my music hall. To be sure on hand next Thursday at the same time. There are seats for everybody, so come and bring the family.
Has reserved your seat in the music hall for next Thursday night in appreciation of your purchase of Miracle Whip. Your grocer has a fresh supply. This is Howard Klaney closing the music hall and saying good night.
Sweeping the Country is from D.I. of D.I. Sting. Strike up the band from the production of that name. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
It is now 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. WEAS, New York.